The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Thursday, the 17th of September. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, the second golf major of the year, the US Open, gets underway in New York later. Rory McIlroy goes out just after one with Adam Scott and Justin Rose. Graham McDowell's also among the earlier starters at Winged Foot, playing today with Lucas Glover and Matt Kuchar. Shane Lowry's out just after six Irish time in the company of the US amateur champion Andy Ogletree and Gary Woodland. McIlroy has embraced fatherhood recently, and that's helped place things for him in perspective.
When I say it's not the be-all and end-all, I mean it's a major championship, and I've grown up my whole life dreaming of winning these tournaments, and that's not going to change. But if it doesn't quite happen, then you know I can live with that and go home and be very happy and leave what's happened at the golf course at the golf course. I think that's something that I haven't done so well in the past is, you know, I haven't left my job at the office. Basically, I've brought it home with me, and I've let it, you know, affect my mood and how I am. And I think having that little bit more of perspective definitely helps.
In cycling, Sam Bennett takes a 47-point lead in the green jersey race into today's 18th stage of the Tour de France. He and his rivals have got an intermediate sprint to contest at M early on in today's mountain stage. There are two first category and an ore category climb for the peloton to surmount today. Primoz Roglic wears the overall leader's yellow jersey with a 57-second advantage over Tadej Pogacar. In soccer, Shamrock Rovers and Dundalk are both in Europa League qualifying action tonight. Rovers have the glamour tie with AC Milan and Zlatan Ibrahimovic visiting Tala Stadium. That match kicks off at 7. Dundalk are in Andorra to play Inter de Scalde from 6:30. Southampton and Leeds United both suffered second round exits in the Carabao Cup last night. The Saints losing 2-0 at home to Championship club Brentford at St Mary's. Hull beat Leeds 9-8 in a shootout after a late Leeds equaliser had 4 spot kicks at Elland Road. Hull will now be away to West Ham in round 3. Everton's reward for beating Salford 3-0 is a third round trip to Joey Barton's Fleetwood. Fulham will be at home to Sheffield Wednesday, having beaten Ipswich last night. Callum Robinson scored West Brom's third in a 3-0 defeat of Harrogate. There's an all-Premier League clash in round 2 tonight, with Burnley hosting Sheffield United. Elsewhere, Wolves entertain Stoke and Brighton take on Portsmouth. Now, Manchester United kick off their Premier League season this weekend at home to Crystal Palace on Saturday. Independent writer Miguel Delaney was on the show last night. He feels Ole Gunnar Solskjaer still has a bit to prove to reach the elite level of management.
Like, from what you hear about Solskjaer, I mean, it's not like he's a complete clown or anything like this. The players all like him and really look up to him. And he very, very obviously has a very positive effect on the squad in a way that hasn't really been seen at United since Ferguson left in 2013. And that really shouldn't be taken for granted. There is something there with the players. There's a real connection. So he's evidently good in man management. I suppose the bigger question revolves around it's a little bit, funnily enough, given who he replaced, it's a little bit in line with some of the questions about Mourinho, and that you question tactically. You know, someone actually put it to me yesterday that, you know, the agent of one of the players, that Solskjaer actually operates almost this, you know, Scandinavian model of management, where it puts a lot of trust in these top professionals, but it's a trust that's maybe a little bit out of sync with the modern game. And just as we've been talking about, it's a bit old-fashioned. It expects them to figure out too much of themselves on the pitch, whereas a modern game is all about, you know, sophisticated tactical blueprints and only improvisation when you need it.
In racing, there's a 7-strong card at Tramore this afternoon. The first going to post at 1 at Nace, an 8-race card gets underway at 2:45. Coming up on OTB AM with Gerry Gilroy and Owen Sheehan from 7:30, we're speaking to AFL star Zach Tuohy in Australia, sprinter Phil Healy, and hearing the latest part of our interview with Dublin senior football legend Bernard Brogan. Then tonight we're chatting to Brian O'Driscoll, John Giles, and broadcasting our Cadbury's Roadshow special. Remember, you can listen to or watch our content on the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download Lotus for iOS and Android. That's your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.